Sometimes the stress that throws the spine off doesn't come from an outside source, but comes from within the body. Constant stress on an organ system can cause a breakdown of the musculoskeletal system as well. It's like the organ flips a circuit breaker. This may present itself with a relatively mild accident that seems to produce an exaggerated injury due to the fact that the body has had a weakness that predisposed it to that injury. When a patient's musculoskeletal system is related to an organ system weakness, the organ system weakness must be addressed for the back condition to improve. This happens more often than it did 75 years ago, and will happen even more often 25 years from now, because of the increased toxins in the food, water, and air, and the lack of nutrients in the food that we eat. Nowadays, there are fewer nutrients in good food and zero nutrients in junk food. The stomach, liver, pancreas, heart, lung, thyroid, and gallbladder all have reflex points between the ribs. When an organ system becomes overstressed, its reflex point becomes overactive. This creates muscle tension between the ribs on one side, but not the other. When this muscular imbalance is coupled with 10,000 breaths a day, it causes chronic strain and discomfort. Sure, there are areas in the back that need to be adjusted, but the adjustments won't help fully until the reason for the organ weakness is identified and supported nutritionally. I can illustrate how this works. A patient had fallen flat on his back and had a very painful mid-back. He responded to treatment and he felt like he was getting satisfactory improvement, but I thought it was taking too long for him to get better. Later on, he returned for a tune-up. When checking his organ reflex points, the stomach point, located between the 6th and 7th rib on the left side, was very tender. In addition, the left pectoralis, a chest muscle, was weak. Each organ has a corresponding muscle. For the stomach, it's the pectoralis. I showed him how his spinal muscles were weak on one side from the rib imbalance with every breath, and how the weak side was strengthened by him contacting the stomach point. Then he told me about his history of stomach ulcers and digestive problems. I was able to tell him that until his stomach problems were addressed functionally with the supplements that were right for him, I doubted if his mid-back problems would ever fully resolve.